Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue Shmir Salosh and Shara Zachira, Perik Yud Gimel, Shir number 99, when the Chavetz Chaim continues to explain how the habitual speaker of Lashon Hara will cause others to do the Aveira as well. Uve Yoyser im hu margil is atzmoy chas v'shaloyim b'zeh ovein hachomor v'nase ba'al Lashon Hara. Even more so if this person becomes a habitual offender of this horrific aveira of speaking Lashon Hara, he becomes a Baal Lashon Hara. You know what a Baal Lashon Hara is? You're a Baal Habayis. This is your house. You are a Baal over an item. It's your item. As you said, he's now a professional speaker of Lashon Hara. This is his essence. The person turned himself into a shtick piece of Lashon Hara speaker. That's what he turned himself into. And now, he affects others as well. Yadua hu shederech ish kazeh. It's known that such a person like this, hamedaber tomid bignus chaveroi, who speaks on a regular basis of others, lehakil kihilo yiseilov, ulahatim is dvarav befiem, to gather large groups together and make himself the main speaker. Achim is patim lekaba loshen harishaloi. And these people are very charismatic. And sometimes they even are handsome looking. And people listen to what they have to say because of their physical appearance, and because of their wittiness and the sharpness and their jokes, and people like to laugh. It makes everyone feel good. If I tell you a joke now, you'll feel good, you feel happy. If I tell you something very strong, you feel like, oh, I don't know about that one. That guy's a little too tough. Let's listen to a little different WhatsApp group. Exit this one. People like to laugh. And he's going to get a WhatsApp group in the millions. You know what? It's not just a mashal. This is a reality. In the Geisha Welt, that's what they do. They non-stop, they constantly speak Lashon Hara about other people, and that's what sells. That's what people want. Not us, but that's what they want. L'hakil kihilo yis'elov. This person, this Baal Lashon Hara, he now encourages others to be like him. And instead of him starting the conversation with Lashon Hara, they will come over to him and they will say, "You won't believe what I just heard." So, yeah, what'd you hear? Now this is the pure Rechilus, this is pure Lashon Hara. Now it doesn't always have to start, so obviously, like, you know, in that Lashon Hara category. It could start instant. So what's this person up to these days? Oh, I haven't seen someone in a long time. What's he doing these days? Oh, he's not in that same job anymore? What happened? There's a general rule which we have to try to follow. We don't want to talk about people. It's not positive to talk about other people. You want to talk about someone needs a shidduch? A good idea. In the proper forum, speak about that person needs a shidduch. You want to talk someone needs a parnasa? In the proper forum, discuss the fact that maybe someone knows a job for this individual. But just stop to speak about individuals. You know what it's like? It's like a brush fire. When the fire gets started, rachman litzlan, it goes, it just spreads. And then people don't realize they talk about things. And then before you know it, they just had a whole conversation in Lashon Hara. If we come to measure, if you had a spiritual calculator to calculate the averus that this original Baal Lashon Hara, because now he created an army of Baal Lashon Hara, people just like him. He levanchu mashchis la'atzmi, besides the fact that he's destroying himself, oid hu mashchis L'chol elu ha'holchum l'sumam u'mespatim l'dvarav ha'royim. He also destroys all those people. And I'll say at first they were innocent. He destroys all those people. Because now they become lashon bali lashon hara like him as well. Shehim nasim al yodim mekabli lashon hara u'mesapet lashon hara. Because of him, they accepted the lashon hara. And because of him, now they're speaking the lashon hara.